It is my impression that about 15 years ago, most utilities in the eastern United States downsized their line crew force, the linemen, and they went to these mutual aid groups. Is my impression correct? I think it is. You don't know that?
I don't know. I don't know it going back 15 years. I know going back in the time since we have been, since I've been here, which goes back 5 years, we have not had downsizing in utility line crews.
But Pepco will not answer this question. We have asked Pepco, I have in previous years, and another station in Washington asked just the other day, what was your line crew force 15 years ago and what is it today?
Okay.
They're not answering that question.
BGE won't answer either. I asked them.
Okay. Would you please get us answers to that question?
Please don't interrupt. That ought to be knowable, so we can follow up on that.
Right. And if you determine that the line force is insufficient for quick response, can you order them to hire more people?
If we were to find something like that, I mean, look, we have broad authority over all these companies to ensure that their resources, that their structure, that their operations, their management are geared up not only to run the systems in an efficient and safe and reliable manner on an ongoing basis, but they're appropriately staffed to handle responses. I mean, there's a balance there, and we're in connection with all these companies, we're always looking to get the right balance between, on the one hand, funding an in-house resource that's sufficient to maintain a safe and reliable system, and over-resourcing for time, you know, keeping more staff or more resources than would be prudent. It's a delicate balance. I'm not trying to be coy. I don't know off the top of my head the numbers about with regard to their staffs 15 years ago. I know during the time I've been here, which goes back 5 years, there has not been line crew downsizing in any of these companies. I think if we got to where we were concerned that staffing was not sufficient, if we had evidence and we had a process through which we identified their levels of staffing as a concern that needed to be addressed, we have the ability to address it, and we would.
Well, would you ask them what their staff was 15 years ago, both Pepco and BGE? And share that answer with the public?
We can follow up on that.
Thank you.
And get you the answer. Who's next?
Scott. What would warrant some of the fines and penalties that you're talking about, and what have they looked like in past storm event reviews?
Well, the best example is the one I just described with regard to Pepco. I mean, our fining authority has not been used frequently in the life of this commission. It's been used a lot more frequently in the last 5 years than it had ever been previously. All I can say in that regard, because if we're ever going to get to where we're imposing fines, it's got to be on an appropriate evidentiary record after there's been appropriate notice and an opportunity for the companies to be heard and for the whole record to be developed. But the short answer is, if we find that our regulations or the law has been violated in the way the company either maintained its system or in the way it responded to storms, and we went through an appropriate process to make that finding, then that's the situation that could lead to a fine or a penalty. But I can't get any more specific about what that would look like. I mean, you have one example you can look at from the more recent case, but beyond that, I would be speculating, and I can't do that. Who's next?
Well, I have a sort of generic question, and I'm not sure anyone can answer it, but are you dismayed that in 2012 one thunderstorm can put in the dark about half the customers in Maryland? I mean, personally, how do you feel about that?
Well, Mother Nature is obviously angry. I mean, the last 2 calendar years, we've had Snowmageddon, we've had the thunderstorms that came up in Montgomery County, flash thunderstorms like that. We've had Hurricane Irene, and now we've had this. I am not a meteorologist, and I'm not an expert on weather and how derecho storms, which is a term I had never heard until last week, come out of nowhere. But what I do know is that the impact on the company's S-apostrophe across the state electric system, and this is not pointed at any one company, the statewide impact on our electric system was greater than Hurricane Irene was. Now, what we will do when we unpack this is we will have the opportunity in a deliberate and appropriate way to look at whether their systems should have weathered this storm better and what, if anything, should be done about that, among the many, many other things we're going to look at. You know, I don't find it surprising that a storm with hurricane force winds takes out a lot of power. That very general principle, how that applies specifically to this instance is something we're going to spend a lot of time unpacking after service gets restored. But we're focused now on restoration. Anyone else? Go ahead. Sorry, no, he hasn't had a chance yet.
Pepco, your decision on Pepco is next week. This happened obviously 2 weeks before you make your decisions. That can have any their response. That can have any impact on the decision you make next week.
I can't talk about the upcoming rate case decision, other than to say they asked for a rate increase in December. That kicks in a whole separate analysis and a statutory process that has deadlines that Mother Nature apparently didn't consult on. Beyond that, I can't really talk about it.
If people are mad, looking for a place to be heard, is this the place to direct their concerns?
Sure. I mean, it's one of the places. I mean, I would encourage folks, if they haven't already, to reach out to their utility companies, both, again, in terms of sharing whatever information they have that can make sure the companies know they're out, for example, or whatever, and to get the information directly from them. And to lodge whatever complaints they want to lodge with them, I think they should do that too. But yes, people can always reach out to us. Our Office of External Relations phone number is 410-767-8028. You can also file an online complaint on our website, which is www.psc.state.md.us. And like I said, we respond to all of those. And we have not scheduled them, but I expect we will hold evening public comment hearings in the wake of this storm as well, and that will create a separate additional opportunity for folks to be heard.
I apologize if this has been asked already, but what kind of response have you gotten over the past few days?
I don't know the numbers. I can tell you we have gotten a lot of calls and emails. I mean, I'm sure it's into the hundreds, but I don't know precisely how many. Yeah.
Did your office have the data on BGE's ramping up of personnel on this event? In other words, if on Saturday they had 1,200 people out there trying to restore, and by Tuesday they had, 3,000 or something like that, mm-hmm. Is that available on your website, or do you have those figures of how long
it's going to ramp up? I doubt it's available on our website. We do have some of that, but we're going to get much more granular information in the major storm reports.
Anything we can get today or tomorrow that kind of explains how that ramp up happened? Do you have that yet?
We have some of it. I can see what can be made available.
All right, thanks.